The Man in Line, brought to you by NetZeroMatrix.com, helping Isle of Man companies and citizens to understand net zero targets and a green future.
Pastor Mai, good afternoon. Welcome to Man in Line on Manx Radio. Well, the floor is yours, whatever's on your mind. Call 66 13 68. Text 166 177. WhatsApp 166 177. Stickers in your contacts book. Or you can email the studio. studio@manxradio.com. Remember, out of hours, i.e. after 1 p.m. and before midday, the Man in Line address is maninline@manxradio.com. But while we're on the air, studio@manxradio.com. I don't know whether you heard a few weeks ago, Teresa Cope was in, the boss of Manx Care came in. And there was a question posed by a correspondent who just said, can you guarantee that Manx Care won't introduce car parking at Nobles Hospital? And Teresa Cope said, no, they couldn't guarantee. We've had several requests and several messages just to say, can you get that clarified? Will they guarantee that parking will remain free at the Isle of Man's main hospital? And we've had a message back from Manx Care just to say, we can't guarantee parking on the Nobles site will always be free. Charging for car parking at Nobles Hospital is something that's been proposed as part of an ongoing cost mitigation, as yet not been agreed. So proposed, not agreed. Manx Care say it's something that they're monitoring and will provide an update if anything changes. So make the most of it. At the moment, car parking is free at Nobles and, of course, at other medical institutions. But there we are. I just wonder what your thoughts are. I mean, parking at Nobles Hospital can certainly get a bit iffy. There is an overspill car park at Vagabonds Rugby Club, which, of course, is a bit of a schlep. I just wonder what your thoughts are with that. If they did introduce car parking at Nobles Hospital, and that, of course, would mean a barrier, or it would mean parking controllers wandering around and issuing tickets, what would you think of that? Now, they could try the old, maybe it'll be another app. Oh, no, a barrier, an app, or a parking warden at Nobles Hospital. What would you think about it? Is that the way to go forward? They will say, they have said, cost mitigation. For that, read, raising money. Anyway, thoughts on the matter? By all means, get in touch. I just want to bring this to your attention, by the way. If you're in Peel, you'll know about the what's called the Eastkey Regeneration Scheme. It's all going on in Peel. I think it's from the Manx Utilities pumping station to Weatherglass Corner. It's closed at the moment. Department of Infrastructure have asked the commissioners putting together. There's a public meeting next Tuesday, the 22nd, at the Corran Hall in Peel to discuss the East Quay project. The public meeting is scheduled to take place between 5 and 7. So if you're at the office or work, you'll have to skedaddle back quite quickly. The Minister for Infrastructure and his officers will be there. That's Chris Thomas, MHK, and officers will be there to answer any questions on the project for the East Quay Regeneration Scheme. Public meeting next Tuesday, 22nd, at the Corran Hall in Peel. They'd love to see you there. If you're interested in that, go along and meet. Lots of messages came in yesterday. I got some stuff to get through today, but I just want, there's a couple that came through yesterday. The government will need the Kroger billions to deal with the leachate problems across the Isle of Man. It was a message in from 313G yesterday. And one of our remaining major island attractions, the steam and electric railway timetable, shouldn't be altered or interfered with by Chris Thomas, the Minister for Infrastructure. Well, this was the story that came out where they didn't confirm the railway timetable for next year. And they didn't. There are all sorts of Manx rumours flying about as to what's going to happen to the network, the rail network, steam and electric, next year. And as yet, they haven't confirmed that the railway timetable next year will be as it is this year. If you want to mention bushes and overgrown hedges, when was the last time anybody noticed the speed signs on the Douglas side of Ferry Bridge, says 717. We were talking about overgrown hedges and overgrown bushes coming along onto pavements and footpaths. And really, why nobody gets a hold of that? If local authorities can enforce the cutting of hedges, why don't they? Or why don't they send somebody out with a hedge trimmer and trim it and send somebody the bill? Would it be court costs, legal costs? But, I mean, if you're a good neighbour, surely you'd want to make sure people can walk on the pavement by your property. Surely you would, wouldn't you? Here's Betty now on Man in Line. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Andy. Hope you're okay.
Fine, thanks.
I'm really phoning about the cost of being made to go to the hospital at Douglas.
Well, at the moment, they're saying there are no... Well, it's been proposed, that's all they're saying. It's been proposed to introduce parking charges at Nobles.
Yes, I understand that, but I think it's a terrible idea. I really do. People in hospital, visiting patients who are really ill, they shouldn't have to pay for it. What I think they could do if they want to reduce the numbers there is for people to only have tickets for admittance to the hospital as visitors or patients or going to a particular department, because I think there are quite a few people who park there all day and just go to offices, get the bus and go to offices in Douglas.
Now, there have been rumours about this, Betty, and people say that they've seen people turn up with two cars, leave one there and take another one full of people into work for the day. Now, I've chatted to people at the hospital before and they say they've monitored it and it doesn't happen.
Right. Well, anyway, I think that to charge people is cruel, and I don't think it should have been done in England, and I don't think it should be done here either.
The thing is, if anybody's listening to Man in Line across, and quite a few people do, they'll be giggling into their cups of tea thinking, you get parking for free at a hospital on the Isle of Man. Everywhere in the UK, you pay through the nose to go to hospital or to visit anybody in hospital. And if you go over time, £70 fine or the car is seized in hospitals across.
Well, I actually think it's a criminal idea. I really do. I feel very strongly about it. Not that I've visited anybody in hospital recently, but I just think it's such a cruel, cruel thing. And I believe it's free in Scotland. I might be making a mistake there, but I believe Scotland has so many more things that England doesn't have free. And I think that might be one of them. I could be quite wrong there.
Okay. But, so, bad idea as far as you're concerned.
I'm sure a lot of people will agree with me on this, actually. Okay.
All right. We appreciate that, Betty. Thanks for calling today.
Okay, thank you.
16 minutes past 12 on Man in Line. Kroger, you know, the people looking for the gas, found the gas off Mackold. They are going to drill. They are going to drill next year. Kroger is planning to drill the Kroger Independence appraisal well on the Kroger gas field next year, located in Manx territorial waters, 17 kilometres offshore Mackold Head. The field was discovered in 1982 by BP, British Petroleum, and transferred to Manx jurisdiction in 1991. BP relinquished their rights in 2001. It was ultimately awarded to Kroger in 2018 by the government here. Now, the licence carries a work programme committed to acquire 3D seismic and drill two appraisal wells. The work was delayed during COVID pandemic, and the government extended the existing license by a further 27 months in May of this year. Kroger will be drilling next year. Howard's on Man in Line. Hi, Howard.
Hello, Andy. I dialed in and cut off, and it was Chris that rang me back. Anyway, relating, going back to something I was bringing up a while ago, it was concerning my wife with the cataracts and going into hospital. This is going on for about 2 years, and she eventually went in, and the consultant that was there at the time said, you no longer have cataracts. I asked the chief exec of the hospital one day when she was on your program, and it was on this very subject, and they said that you no longer have cataracts, you've now got age-related macula. So, in other words, he said, I don't want to see it again. And she got a letter to that effect, and she still has the letter. And then, a very short while afterwards, she got a letter saying there's an appointment for June next year. Now, this is fairly obvious that somewhere within the system, somebody's not speaking to somebody else, and things have been duplicated. But in the meantime, we've been to the optician, and he discovered what would be a bleed on the back of my wife's eye. Now, she's virtually blind in that eye, and he wrote urgently to the hospital, and as a matter of urgency for treatment. And after, a reasonable amount of time, we got in touch with him again, and but obviously he couldn't do anything, so we went to A&E, triaged, and I can't fault the staff there. God help those people in A&E, because every time they put the head out the door, the queue seemed to be getting bigger. They worked their hearts out. But we were there for over, 5 hours, and nobody came to see us.
5 hours?
Yes. Actually, we were one of the lucky ones. There was a lady sitting next to my wife, and they were chatting. And this is in the middle of the afternoon. We were there, 4 or 5 o'clock. And she'd been there from 10:30 in the morning. And she was waiting for a scan, a CT scan. And she did, somebody came to see her. They had the scan. She was back within a very short period of time, then sat to sit there and wait again. We left after 6 o'clock. We'd had enough. And she had to wait then for the results of the scan, so Lord knows what time she got away. But also, there was a chap there who was waiting, and he reckoned, he said to me, he said, is there any machines around here where I can get something to eat? And this is in A&E. I said, I haven't a clue. He said, I can't walk very far. He said, they reckon I've got DVT, deep vein thrombosis, within the leg. He was limping. And I asked at the reception, and they said, the nearest one is in the hospital on the first floor. The one that we had in here has been removed for health and safety reasons. A sandwich machine. You can't even get... He'd had nothing to eat from breakfast. Now, what sort of people are running a hospital like that where you can't even get a sandwich while you're in A&E for God knows how many hours? Anyway, eventually, my wife got in touch. Well, we were going to go private. And the chap that does the private work here on the island, excellent, he used to be a consultant at Nobles, and he said, what your wife is suffering, I cannot help. He said, I'm unable to do such an operation on the island. He can do certain jobs. Very nice, very helpful, and that was a next day phone call. So we eventually got through, and we got an appointment the next day with the consultant at the hospital. And I can only say that man was first class. He was helpful. He was well-spoken, polite. And he was going to write, now this is how far it's gone to, Aintree Hospital, where my wife is going to have to go to. And that was after 2 years in Nobles Hospital with false information, neglect in a sense, and the fact that we've been going up there and It's only on an annual basis where you would get an appointment. So she would have sat there now blind and a cataract coming in the other eye, which would have meant she was totally blind, until June of next year.
What bothers you most about it, Howard? Is it not getting the right information or just the delay?
Both. Both, I'm sorry to say, but it's both. And for the consultant previous to this, sending my wife, and I've got it here, well, my wife has, that he didn't want it, and he has discharged her into her own GP. So it was putting it back into the lap of the GP to do what the consultants are supposed to be doing. Yet the GP had asked for an appointment with a consultant, and they did say she had cataracts. And then she had some weird and wonderful name, a medical term. But it was a bleed on the back of the eye, and she is virtually blind in her right eye now. So she's going to have to go to Aintree, and we're going to have to go down that road of flying out and back again.
When's that going to happen, Howard?
Don't know yet. We've had no word as yet. we're waiting on the consultant to come back to us. We're waiting on Aintree to come back to him. It seems to be the waiting game, but the people in power can build up excuses, and that's all they are. They're not reasons. That's a totally different aspect of life. Excuses why these things happen, and that famous words, lessons will be learned.
Oh, crikey, yes.
Yes, and unfortunately, the lessons they're learning is how to avoid the last one. And this is, as I say, it's incumbent on, I've never known, I'm 70 odd now, luckily enough I've only been in hospital once, but the hospital up there, the staff are working their hearts out. It's somewhere in management, and within the paperwork, with inside the hospital, is a disaster. And that's what's causing a lot of the problems, and personally I'm disgusted by it. Haven't paid, I've worked since I was 15 years of age, my wife has, paid into it, and you can't get any service out of it.
Okay. Howard, please keep us in touch with that and give our very best to your wife.
Yeah, I think if we hadn't got down to this road, we would have to fly away and go private. The consultant that was here on the island has a private practice, and he was the one that was, well, he was with the hospital and left. And he still has his private practice operating. And he was polite, he was prompt, and he gave serious advice. And he said that he's unable to do the job because he does not have the facilities for it here on the island. And it was his advice that we went further.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Howard.
Take care. Cheers. Bye now.
Bye-bye. 25 past 12. Regarding the parking at Nobles, says Chris, this shouldn't even be proposed. I think it's part of an anti-car agenda. Our MHKs are failing us if they allow this, says Chris. Shouldn't even be proposed. Anti-car agenda. Everybody likes the freedom of the internal combustion engine. I've never met anybody who says, I don't like driving on my own. People love driving on their own. People like their own company in a car, in a vehicle, in a van, with their own music, whether it's Manx Radio, any of the other radio stations, or a MP3 player, CD player, whatever it is, people like to do that. And whatever this is, if it is an anti-car agenda, remember they were trying to remove car parking spaces on Ramsey Quayside. They've removed car parking spaces on Douglas Promenade. Now, if this is, and they didn't say that at the beginning with Douglas Promenade, nobody ever said, we're revamping the promenade, it's going to be a traffic calming measure, get used to it. The carriageways are going to be narrower, and there's going to be a lot less parking. They didn't say it. It was billed as being the promenade being done up. So perhaps if they'd been a bit more transparent at the start, well, who knows? Now, regarding the car park, I've got some figures here from my friend Dennis, who said, Andy, I reckon there must be about 200 car car movements, car parking movements per day. I don't know where he's got the figures from, but let's just go with it for arithmetic ease. 200 car parking movements per day in Nobles Hospital. If they charge an average of £3 per parking stay, let's go with that. So that's £600 a day. That's £4,200 a week. That's £218,400 a year. What politician, says Dennis, is going to turn down £218,400 of free money just for people parking at Nobles Hospital? Numbers speak, says Dennis, and yours have, Dennis. Thank you. How much would you be prepared to pay at Nobles Hospital? It really is a piece of civilization. I don't know about you, but I find the Nobles car park very relaxing. I'm not being flippant, but I find the trees, the way it's been put together, whoever the architect was, that car park at Nobles has got lots of trees, and it's very relaxing. I think the A&E, the way you park at A&E, is fantastic as well. Low-level lighting and plants all around. If they start charging for car parking at Nobles, there is one way to get even more money. That's to cut the trees down and make the car park bigger. Cut the trees down, lot more cars, lot more revenue. But it wouldn't be the same, would it? It's been proposed, car parking at Nobles Hospital. It's been proposed. It hasn't been adopted, but it has been proposed. Is the Kroger gas drilling linked to the Kroger Railway in Sandton? No, it's not. And it's not linked to Kroger Mill. It's not linked to Mr. Goobay. No, it's nothing to do with Mr. Goobay. Rest in peace. Many hospitals in the UK charge for parking, says Dewan. Not that Dewan, another Dewan. Thank you. They do. You go into the UK, anywhere in the UK now, it's £7 to park anywhere, isn't it? There isn't a place in any big city where you can park for free. And they don't muck around. It's not just London. I think London is something like in the centre of London. It's £12 for 20 minutes. £12 for 20 minutes on a parking meter in London. And they'll just whip your car away. Absolutely no problem. It'll get towed away. And £200-£300 to get your car back. Now, that is anti-car legislation, isn't it? We're all getting used to it. So if there is an anti-car agenda on the Isle of Man, the question is, what's it going to be replaced by? Is it public transport? Are they going to give us free electric bicycles or just a pair of walking boots? Carol's on Man in Line. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Just to bring something else into this car parking thing, if you go in the night and you're following an ambulance, you're not going to be looking for your pennies in your pocket to try and park your car to go and follow your loved one into the hospital.
You would think, out of hours, they wouldn't charge for it. That's all I can hope, that this would only be office hours.
Well, my experience was when I had to follow the ambulance in with my husband, he was then put on end-of-life care and I didn't leave his side and I was there 7 days and my car didn't move. There was nobody to move it for me, and I wasn't going to leave him to move my car.
And of course, well, that must have been a very traumatic experience.
It was, of course.
One little crumb of comfort was your car was perfectly safe and it didn't cost you a penny.
Absolutely. But if they bring in charges, you know, you're going to have to leave your loved one's side. And is that the moment that all things happen? And, you know, there's a lot more to it than just making money. And I think they need to have some sort of survey or something if they're even contemplating putting parking up there.
Can you imagine how demeaning that will be to leave somebody in hospital to go and stuff some coins into a slot?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So they need to think right across the board. And maybe if they had some sort of a donation bucket, channel, whatever, at the door, people would put money in. They'd probably make more money then.
Interesting.
You get an awful lot more from donation than you do. If somebody says to you it's £3.50, you put in £3.50. Somebody says it's donation, you'll throw in a handful of coins and might put in £4 or £5.
Yeah.
So Just as a thought.
All right, Carol, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, it's 28 minutes before one. Just a quick word. It's Thursday, isn't it? You know what Thursday means. Every Thursday at St John's Church, all Alaman Farmers Markets are in session with all the Manx stuff and the Manx skeet, all the Manx vegetables. Probably the most the smallest carbon footprint of any food on the Isle of Man at the Isle of Man Farmers Market. It's on today and every Thursday at St John's Church Hall until 3 this afternoon. The Infrastructure Minister, we talked about Wright's Pit earlier this week and the stuff that's gone into Wright's Pit. The Infrastructure Minister, Chris Thomas, insists work is still ongoing to find a suitable landfill site to eventually replace Wright's Pit North. But is his department operating outside the law by using Wright's Pit North now? Is the department breaking the law? Chris Thomas, MHK, the minister, was challenged in Tynwald on that when he gave his update on Wright's Pit North in Tynwald. Here's what Chris Thomas had to say.
The department has submitted two planning applications relating to the Wright's Pit North Waste Facility. The first application requests approval to extend the deposition of the existing waste streams, including many construction and demolition wastes, until 31st of December 2030, with a further 12 months for site restoration. The second application requests approval to extend the deposition until 31st of December 2020 with a further 12 months for site restoration and adds an additional waste stream. In advance of the planning applications being determined, the site continues to accept problematic construction and demolition wastes for disposal. Turkey Land's new quarry is operational and accepts non-recyclable inert construction and demolition wastes for disposal. The department also intends to progress with the development of a fully engineered problematic waste landfill facility to replace the Wright's Pit North facility.
I'd just like to ask, is the Department for Infrastructure above the law in that it seems to be operating illegally and keeping a landfill site available for the disposal of problematic waste 3 years beyond planning approval being in place? Can the Minister, for clarity, explain what is going to be continuing at Wright's Pit North? Will that be the problematic waste disposal? And what has been the delay? What are the reasons for the delay in progressing a planning application for the fully engineered site at Turkeylands Quarry?
Clearly, the Department of Infrastructure is not above the law. Both planning applications have been called in by the Council of Ministers, and the date for the planning inspector to hear the applications is still to be confirmed by Cabinet Office. That's my understanding. The Department has also acknowledged the need for a fully engineered strategic waste landfill facility to replace Wright's Pit North. It is continuing to work with the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture to confirm the type and quantity of waste the facility will need to manage. This is key information for site design.
The story continues. There you heard Chris Thomas, MHK, the Department of Infrastructure Minister, and Daphne Kane and the tale of Wright's Pit North.
On these dark nights, one thing that brings us all together is good food. And at Pizza Napoli, that's exactly what you find. We're open from 3 p.m. right through until 9 p.m. Sundays to Thursdays and until 10 Fridays and Saturdays. Perfectly placed for dining before a night at the Villa Gaiety. And right now you can book your Christmas party with a wide choice of dishes in our festive three-course menu. Not to be missed. Book and order at pizzanapoli.im.
At Isle of Man Energy, our ultra-efficient boilers are priced from just £34 a month, with extended payment terms over 5 years and 9 years warranty. It's just one of the many things we're doing to help save you money and reduce energy. If your boiler is due an upgrade, or you'd like to find out more, call the Isle of Man Energy team on 644444 or visit isleofmanenergy.im. Isle of Man Energy. Energy for every generation. Subject to status, T's and C's apply.
Your house looks amazing when it's newly painted. Those spotless gleaming walls, no stains or flaking.
After a couple of years of bracing Manx weather, though, it's a different story.
But with help from EPS Coatings, your house could still be looking as fresh in 10 years. Guaranteed, thanks to our revolutionary Protex system. Book now for next spring, and there's 10% off. Just mention Manx Radio. Search EPS Coatings Isle of Man and keep your house beautiful for longer with EPS.
Time for cozy, time for gifts, time for the most wonderful offers of the year. It's in time for Christmas at Lifestyle Furniture. Get your festivities off to the best possible start with free guaranteed pre-Christmas delivery island-wide, plus up to 20% off selected items. And there's finance available to help you spread the cost. In time for Christmas at Lifestyle Furniture. Pop in at Snugborough Trading Estate, Union Mills. Finance available subject to status. T's and C's apply. See in store for details.
Men of the Island. We're, well, men. We do man things like DIY, pressure washing, landscaping. So to celebrate International Men's Day, Manx Radio has got together with Hersham Electrical in the Shipyard Industrial Estate Ramsey to give you the chance to win a choice of great tools from their exclusive new Karcher shop. Be listening all this weekend. And when you hear a song with a man's name in it, text your name and the name from the song to 166177 for your chance to be in the draw on Monday's Manx Radio Breakfast. It's a manly winning weekend with your nation station and Hersham Electrical. Hersham.co.im.
The Man in Line, brought to you by NetZeroMatrix.com, the world's leading carbon register and validation ecosystem.
Faster Bites, 22 minutes before one, and welcome former MHK Dominic Delaney. Hi, Dominic.
Good afternoon to you all. I hope you're all keeping well.
Fine, thanks.
Andy. Yeah, well, I hope you all are, and particularly your listeners. Listen, Andy, I'm following up something which me and my wife have been looking at for the last couple of weeks. What we're trying to understand is this. You probably might remember, I don't think you do, 40 years ago, I packed in being a member of the Legislative Council because of disagreement with the Chief Minister myself. I never released since then or at any time why that happened. And neither has he. Because when you go into office at the Council of Ministers, or in the Timber for that matter, you take an oath of silence in relation to matters dealing with your constituents and the government business. So we're surprised to find out that Mr. Collister wants to make public what the row is between him and the Chief Minister, as the rules of debate are quite clear in relation to the Chief Minister and a member of his cabinet. And I can't understand why they're doing this, and I'm going with my wife. And that's the first thing. Mr. Collister, if he didn't know the rules, he shouldn't have joined in the first place. The second thing is, which is more of interest to your people, is the ones with the parking at the hospital. That's a matter for debate and will become up at a time when we're just running up to the knocking on doors time for the next election. And I can't see many members wanting to vote themselves out of office voting to charge people for going sick. So, I just don't see that happening.
So you don't think it's something that Manx Care could just slip in and say, we've thought of this and we're going to do
it? No, they can't. They can talk all they want about us, but they can't just bring it in. I mean, there'd be riots. Because you think the number of people have to go regular there, the amount of administration would have to be in being, and the number of people which use our little hospital up there. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. And, and the second thing is, in relation to that, is you think about what's happening with the ministers up there. This will be another time when the ministers will be changed. Because if he brings that in, of his own back, he's going to be out of office very quickly. I brought to me by a group of people on Sunday, Remembrance Sunday, who were down at looking at the situation for Remembrance, the state of Douglas Strand Street. Here they are, the island's in freefall financially, thanks to Europe and Britain. Here we are. Yeah, Douglas has got 20 shops in down there, formed to pieces, rotting away. And here the Chief Minister, God help him, because he's got a hell of a job on, is talking about increasing the population of the island as part of the government policy.
Dominic, just tell me now. You were one of the island's most outspoken politicians in your time in Keys, and of course, you were in APG, weren't you? The Alliance for Progressive Government.
I was.
Do you think there's a need for something like the APG again within Keys?
Well, there always was, because we have, and this was one of the things in my life. If you have a load of people who are free-range politicians, you're never going to get any clarity or clearness on policy. Because there's always somebody behind the shelf who's going to be looking at some other alternative or trying to avoid the policy because it might hurt them politically. That's a fact of life, political life. So that's why it doesn't work. The system doesn't work. And what we've got at the moment is we don't know who's going in and out. And Mr. Collister has proved my theory very clearly. Because how can you go around saying, bitch? Well, all I can say is I'm disgusted with the whole thing. I think he's brought the politics down to the base level. Honestly believe that.
Well, I mean, often in the past, I mean, Dominic, you rub shoulders and chafed elbows with a few people. You must have fallen out with people, but still work with them.
Have you had to? That's the job. The public give you the job, Andy, to say, right, first of all, everything we tell you is confidential between you and me. The public say that, but they're right. They expect you confidential them. And then the chief minister gives you a job. You have to be confidential to him. And when you go into symbol, you take an oath that you're going to keep things confidential to do with the business. And here we have, when you're rubbing shoulders with politicians who you disagree with, you've got to have the balls to stand up and tell them that you disagree with them. But here we got patty cake politics, where people keep telling people how nice they are and don't upset them by asking them awkward questions. Look at the questions that should be asked. What the hell is anyone doing to get the Isle of Man out of the hole in the wall?
Okay. Appreciate that, Dominic. Lovely. Thanks for calling today.
My pleasure, Andy. I'm sorry to be straight, but the whole thing is upsetting to somebody who's gone through all this.
I wouldn't expect anything else, Dominic. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, try. And crikey, they're lining up today. David's with us as well. Hi, David.
Hi, Randy. And just I agree with Dominic on the regarding the hospital, but on what we call the standards committee with politicians and their way they behave. That's another issue, maybe for another day. But I'll wander into it a little bit, if I can, regarding the car park. The issue would be is, if you've been the minister and Hooper's been the minister and Rob did it for a little while too, and we had the other members who worked at various different department level to do things. And I wonder whether, was it ever on an agenda anywhere, an open agenda, or was it discussed and you have the lead? Normally the minister would give you his definitive answer, but sometimes the members of it, when they had their departmental meetings, they would say to the minister, well, we think this, you think it's a bad idea, but we think it's a good idea if you do this. And you do have a bit of conflict, but you resolve the issues. But it would be a drastic one to put a charge on the hospital car park. The other thing, too, is how many staff do we have to employ? And how many ticket machines or how many barriers which are capable of being there in the wet weather? And it gets stuck and somebody has to come out and fix them and stuff like that.
Yeah, but just think at the moment, we've hired that company to do a temporary system at the airport. Now, you know, somebody gets their foot under the table and does it at the airport and you have to get the app and, you know, the first hour's free or what have you. But once it's been, once that's been established that you do that at the airport, it's only the flick of a switch to just say, well, do it at Nobles now.
Yeah, and I'm going to say to you something now that don't forget too, when you're going to hospital, there's a reason. Either you're going to see family, friends, or somebody, and they could be at various levels of recovery or care that's going to be which is, you know, bringing to an inevitable end for something else. And do you need the extra strain? And I was there yesterday doing I'm in a late line of physio now. I met lovely people who had their operations done on the same day as me, and a lady who, I won't mention her name, but did it, had hers done 5 weeks before me, and we're getting back towards some sort of health. And my wife had to park in the football car park, but I was dropped off first, and you're into a system. Then you either with two crutches, go up the thing. There wasn't a wheelchair there I could actually push. There was one there, but I couldn't push it because it wasn't one of those ones that you actually had the big wheels on. Now, that's a lot of stress for people and family and friends that are dropping you off to get appointments done, and you don't want to be late with people on
actually,
that.
Actually, no, you put your finger on it. The free car park is less stress, and the last thing you want in hospital is stress.
Yeah, and the other thing is, there's probably 100 people working there, right? So that's 100 cars, roughly, in the Isle of Man. I don't know. There may be some figures or whether they've ever done, the department's ever done any factual thing on that. Could they encourage the staff to do car sharing, like somebody mentioned the other day? Remember that thing that came out from Dalgy years ago, and I think it was John Shimon, car sharing, going to work, and we car shared, and they got over the hurdle then about insurance. As long as it wasn't done for reward or profit, the insurance companies didn't worry about it. But I don't see nothing of that coming out where we are. And I have to apologise from years ago because I didn't want the hospital moved from where it used to be at the old Noble site down in Douglas. But now we've got a fantastic hospital up there now that does all sorts of things, and it may not do everything. That's what hospitals are like. There are big hospitals in the UK that don't do everything. You may have to go somewhere else. But if you can make that journey easier, like they are now for hips and knees to be done, the comfort you get is being, you'll be home in 2 days and your family's looking after you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, David.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Now, it's 13 minutes to one. Oh, we're talking of the hospital. The neonatal unit at Nobles is holding a fundraising event today in the main entrance. It's World Prematurity Day. It's on till 3 this afternoon. There's a raffle and a cake sale. You can go and meet the team. And thank you to Helen in neonatal for telling us all about that. Of course, you can do that because you can park absolutely free in Nobles Hospital. Less stress. Can you imagine having to check for parking in Nobles Hospital? I just wonder what your thoughts are. Well, I'm sure that will come up. Lots more to talk about on Man in Line, and I've got lots of reaction regarding car parking and charging for it at Nobles.
This is the Isle of Man talking the Man in Line.
Concerned, confused, or curious about climate change? Want to do your part? Then visit netzeromatrix.com, helping businesses and individuals understand the net zero targets that government has set, how they'll be achieved, and what impact it will have upon us. Plus, get practical advice and tips for saving energy, the options available for switching to renewable energy technologies, and much more. We all need to do what we can. So visit netzeromatrix.com and join us.
They got your whole house in their hands.
When you need scaffolding,
DPM.
On time and on budget,
DPM.
We'll beat any quote.
DPM, we do it all at DPM.
DPM promise to beat any like-for-like scaffolding quote by 10%. So when you need scaffolding, call the friendly, experienced DPM scaffolding team on 61-2000. T's and C's apply.
We do it all at DPM.
The Queen's Pier Restoration Trust needs you. Our team of volunteers and enthusiasts is working on restoring Ramsay's Pier to preserve its heritage and to make it available to the public once more. But we need new volunteers. Whether you can help with fundraising, admin, marketing, IT, or in a practical hands-on way, we'd love to hear from you. Join the Queen's Pier Restoration Trust volunteers today. Find us on Facebook or email us at qprt@manx.net. This audio has been kindly sponsored by Paul Carey and Sons.
They're switch and save, compromising by switching from the familiar to something cheaper. And there's ShopRite switch and save. There's no comparison, because there's no compromise. Only ShopRite has hundreds of Sainsbury's alternatives to the usual brands. Quality you can be 100% sure of at up to 35% less. Save over a third at the checkout. With stores across the island, why shop anywhere else? ShopRite, proudly locally owned.
Do I tell you right now?
I think you've got one of those old...
Do I tell you right now?
Go on.
Popping corn.
A tape machine. You're putting a tape in the cassette player and you're closing the door.
Do I tell you right now?
Manx Radio's Mystery Sound of Man with 1886.
There's 2.5 hours of this every weekday morning, 9:30 to 12. Or we do squeeze in some music and we do race horses. What's there not to like?
The Mark Tarley Morning Show, brought to you by Sure.
The Man in Line, brought to you by netzeromatrix.com, the Isle of Man's main net zero progress website.
Carl dropped a note in, says, Andy, look, forget about those plastic bottles. Do you remember yesterday, it was Tony, wasn't it, who said the Isle of Man should put down a marker and be the first jurisdiction to ban plastic bottles and use the energy from the Kroger gas field to have a bottle factory here and bottle everything on the Isle of Man. It's a target, of course, and it would get tremendous PR if we banned plastic bottles. Can you imagine that? There'd be worldwide news to do something like that. But Carl says, forget plastic bottles. What about throwaway e-cigarettes and e-vapes with batteries and plastic and lights that are absolutely thrown away? Because they're single use. I see loads of e-cigarettes and e-vapes crushed by cars going over them. Surely it can't be good washing into the waterways. I just wonder, have you seen that? They were supposed to be the solution for everything, weren't they? Vapes. Car parking fees at hospitals should be a political decision. Would the politicians abrogate responsibilities again, do you think, says Chris. The last thing people need is a parking fine ticket slapped on your car windscreen after you're leaving a relative, says Will, a relative at Nobles Hospital. Howard's with us now. Hi, Howard.
Hi, Andy. Sorry to come back on again.
That's okay.
Listen to David. The car parking at Nobles Hospital, well, as they all say, the politicians, they're all wind and hot water. It's a tax on the sick. We'll never do it. But if the idea is there, the will must be. So, but that was an example of saying when we were at A&E, we didn't know how long we were going to be there. You couldn't define that time. And we were 5 hours. Others were a lot longer. So if you go out of A&E, you would automatically lose your place if somebody come out and shouted, Mr. Quayle, and you were out putting money in a machine somewhere. Yeah. So that would put you then to the back of the queue again. But, it's foolish. And has anybody checked how many cars? It's a 24-hour parking place there for obvious reasons, being a hospital. How many cars come in the mornings from out of town and park there, and then they'll take one car into town and collectively either pay or use one parking space in town? I think Tesco had a problem with it, and I'm almost certain ShopRite did. That's why they made the Village one up there in Onchan a disc zone, because people were parking there. And this is all probability what's happening with people coming in, parking their cars, and then three or four of them going into town in the one car, so there'll be three cars.
Well, there's an easy way out of it, Howard. What they could do is, if they're insistent on people not parking, they just should put a disc zone at Nobles and make it 5 hours.
Yes, well, you could do something of that ilk, but if nobody's checked how many cars are coming in, I know one fella that used to have three cars up that were semi-derelict in the car park at Nobles, and a couple of others elsewhere. They were all taken away and scrapped, but that was places, that was only one person who had cars up there that were taking spaces up that people would use.
Okay. All right, thanks, Howard.
As I said, a barrier like they have at St. Paul's, where you have an allocated time, it takes the vehicle number, and as you go out, the barrier at the other side of the car park opens up if you're within the limit there, the specific time.
Okay, all right, thanks, Howard.
Take care.
Cheers.
Bye now.
Charging for parking at Nobles, says Paul. Why? Cost mitigation? Rubbish. It's not broken, so why spend a six-figure sum trying to fix it, or probably end up as a seven-figure sum thinking about it? But remember, they've got that company involved, haven't they, at the airport now, the app company. That do that, so who knows what it will be. And it could be that they would say, well, you don't have to leave hospital, you can pay on your phone and it'll charge you automatically. Well, and Elle said, well, surely, why don't they make the hospital staff use the staff car park or the overflow car park by Vagabonds Rugby Club? I agree with Betty, says John. It's not a free car park because we paid for it to put the park there in the first place. If there needs to be more money to operate it, then put it on tax for the hospital. It should be a free car park. Note in to Betty's correct. And hospital car parking and prescriptions are free in Scotland. That's the situation there. Peter dropped a note in just to say, it says when you're in A&E, you shouldn't eat or drink till you've seen the doctor. Well, what about the person who's with the person who's going to A&E? Couldn't they have a bit of refreshment? But we take your point. What's going on up at the hospital then, says Roy? It's all very concerning that nobody seems to be in control or in charge. Get it sorted out. People's health, we're talking about it. I'm tired of hearing about bad management up there. Well, Teresa Cope's on in a couple of weeks' time. And Teresa Cope has been very forthright about Manx Care's relations with the Department of Health and Social Care, which, of course, has had four ministers now, or three ministers, one of them twice, and I think four chief executives, but that's life. Thanks to Chris Quirk producing. WINT.